Okay. This one's called The End. And I'm finishing with it. So let's think about the end, right? Because the end is in sight. And try as you might, you can't turn back. From the old school unlimited or sunset riveting patchwork of life as it rushes past your eyes. So don't forget the images, the undulating symmetry, the catastrophic syzygy that comes from being there till the end. And maybe the end is not so bad. Not full of all that stuff that made you sad. Maybe it's all the opportunities that you never had to be lived through by tapestry. So what? It's a two-dimensional artistry. It's full of life and movement and energy. And whether it be the life of me or the death of you, it's infinite, like me and you. Maybe the end is dim blue skies or shortened school ties or black grass forever spiking and leaning into soft lines and doctrines comprising the eternally wise and packing it all down into three little lies or 10 big lies set down in stony hypocrisy. Maybe the end is mediocrity, swings and roundabouts and everything it ought to be. Maybe the end is coiled like a spring and biding its time until bade come sing. Maybe seven deaths in all and nails bitten to the clear, wicks lined for the squad, cars boxed for slaughter or punctured lambs bleating, hurrah for the eternal, bleeding, hurrah for the end with beady eyes beating too far from home. Maybe silhouetted husks or stuck in a rut or bathed in the brine of a sun so fine and holding on to tears of light that once made you cry but now make you strong like the trees. And you can live in peace if you choose to seek a kind and mindful way to be. Maybe turbulence, maybe extravagance, maybe champagne on silver and no need for the ambulance because you're already there with bubbles galore and there's ecstasy all over the floor and all your morbid memories are replaced with exotic delicacies and you're Superman or Peter Pan, whatever people say you are, that's what you're not. And you're bursting through these eyeball faces and racing from countless powdery places and what's at the end but your own sins and graces? What's at the end but the smell of 50 million dead cigars, a trip round New York and volcanic jazz? Maybe the end is 3 weeks on the road, and nowhere to go but among strangers and strange lights. Maybe the end is ego death, going back for a chat with Socrates, a lapse in the continuity and serving a crystal Mephistopheles, the repetition of stars and lights and not being able to get it right, and you look for God but he's not in sight, and suddenly you're on your knees. And maybe, absolutely, indefinitely, it's not so bad. So don't forget the images, the undulating symmetry, the catastrophic syzygy that comes from being there till the end. Thank you.